debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
This holiday season, I'll be giving thanks to all my friends at Manscaped. You know, everybody loves turkey and stuffing, but you'll be looking like the dessert with the help of Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have now blessed you with the ultimate Thanksgiving dinner topic. Tell your in-laws about your new cutting-edge ball trimmer and gift yourself or a man in your life the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Trim your pumpkins by going to manscaped.com and using promo code Bubba for free shipping and 20% off. No hygiene routine is complete without Manscaped's signature deodorant as well. It's a couple of swipes of this and you'll be feeling so crisp. Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com.
I mean, 1 minute is not bad. I said 10-10 hard, and it looks like we're more like 10-11, 10-12 soft. Sorry. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge after show. Me on a Hummel Blitz, Lummy, Rhett with a Rhett kicker. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Anna driving me crazy.
Why?
Because you're dirty.
Hmm? Anything else? Any other?
No. Nope. Okay. Just dirty and money hungry. You're a money honey dirt. You're dirty and money hungry.
You're a money honey.
And
who isn't money hungry? Please.
Because the great tease. Gave us all cards, you know, what we're assuming Christmas cards. And I could let everybody open them up now, or I could wait and for it to be the opening ceremonies of our white elephant deal.
Which I think is a great idea.
Thank you. And which I ran by Blitz this morning. Goes, yeah, I think that would be better for us to do that. I'm like, okay, good, we're doing it. I love it. You know, like when I have an idea and Blitz validates it, it just turbocharges my idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel that much better. Like, because if things go awry, I can, because Blitz would be the first motherfucker to tell me, that's not, I'd be like, motherfucker, you said.
Yeah, but the Blitz cosign is strong.
Yeah.
It makes you feel very confident.
Oh, I'm King Kong with Blitz cosign.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, fuck you, Blitz. Because the only person that's going to fuck with me about anything is going to be Blitz.
Right.
But if he cosigned on it, and I'd be like, Blitz, really? Are you fucking kidding me? You're the one.
Yeah, you're unstoppable with the Blitz cosign.
So, Blitz cosign, yep. White elephant opener, fucking be great. And she's got everybody. Bubba, Anna, Lum Lum, Blitz, Rhett, Dan, Jay, the Crick. Like, so she's got them all. Anybody that matters, she got them.
Mm-hmm.
Anna is driving me crazy. Can I feel the cards?
Can I feel them? I said, can I shake
can I
it?
Them? Can I feel them?
Can I didn't say I wanted to open it.
No, you didn't, but like, there's no other employee that has come to me and bugged me about these cards.
Yeah.
Every other employee is like, oh, yeah, we see them. You've actually eyed them up and even know where I've...
Well, I wasn't even going to ask you. I just walked into your area. You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I was going to shake those cards.
Yeah.
You never said I couldn't shake
it. Like, you never walk this way. And you start walking this way, and I go, what are you going to do? I'm like,
talk
I
this
gonna
way.
I'm going to shake Tisa's gift card, whatever the fuck. I go, no, you're not. She's like, I want to see what's inside of him, Pepper. I go, you are nothing but a something, 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 something. And then Blitz threw in a couple, yeah, but don't forget how dirty she is, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I'm putting these.
I saw you guys shaking away, having a ball. So great. Glad you had my fun.
The gift card's right there. You do not have a show to do. You have no business being up here. Now, Lummy has a sports show, I think, on Wednesday.
Yes.
So Lummy has business being up here.
Besides, well, today's Wednesday.
Besides Blitz, who can come here anytime he wants, and Blitz has already felt the motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. I know.
In fact, I let Blitz feel them to drive you even more.
I felt them all up.
Ooh, felt them all up, and everyone was having a good time but me.
Yeah.
Even though it was my idea.
So you don't. Usually you could. There, you have a reason to be up here on Fridays.
I do. Yeah.
Because, you know, this is where you host Blummel from.
Yeah.
So you being up here is not a big deal.
Or
how's, how's your trash can looking up there, Sponge?
Oh, yeah.
She'll come and she does that, too. So.
Yeah, I'll get your trash in the carts.
What day does she do trash?
It's usually just when it's full.
She checks it every day, though.
All right. Well, you know what? It's good today.
You don't need me to change it?
Nope.
You sure?
Nope.
I can do it right now.
Nope. So, Anna, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you a company policy, and that is you are to not be in this area until until further notice.
Okay. Fine.
Hello. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. It's Bubba Show, 81390-BUBBA. I never give out the numbers.
No.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Bubba? Pedro.
Hi, Pedro the pool guy. Just tell me right now, you know, just tell me what I want to hear.
I just left my wife because I've got to go to an appointment, and she's in the bedroom rubbing her sniz, listening to the show.
Yeah, well.
Good answer.
Is that for real? One, is that real?
No, she's at 30,000 feet over Iowa right now, but who cares? This story is way better.
Right. Is that?
Well, you said tell you what you want to hear.
No, but what I was wanting to hear is Pedro, this is what I was wanting to hear. So I finally convinced the wife into when they have a Tampa layover, you know, getting a hotel over there by the Tampa airport, and which is not too far from my apartment, by the way, and having you over and taking you around the world pre-approved by me, you, Pedro.
Yeah, a Tampa layover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we've already had this discussion, and it's been approved by me. I'm still working on getting it approved by her.
Well, I don't want to be a charity. I don't want to be a charity case. So
charity
just
no, not at all.
Tell her does not it. Tell her I'm not even interested now because it shouldn't have to take this much convincing. Like I mean the superstar that I am, and her husband's favorite radio host. I mean, God, you would think she'd just have it kicked out wide for me, and especially knowing that I have a flight attendant fetish. Please.
Well, that's kind of the part that makes her dig on you is you have that flight attendant fetish. So, and, she thinks you're a handsome dude.
And so. I'm only going to have the flight attendants once, the flight attendant fetish. Once I do it.
It's over.
Then, it's like right now, Anna, it's like I want it as bad as you want to feel these cards. But after you feel these cards, then you're like, okay, fuck those cards, right? Well,
Exactly.
I also want to be with an African-American girl. After I'm with an African-American girl, I may want to say, oh, whoa, I want more African-American girls. Well, I don't want any more. Or that was cool. I like it. I want more. Or, okay, it was what it was. Everything in life is that way. Once you try it, if you want something bad enough, once you achieve it, you either continue to want it, right, or not.
Mm-hmm.
So tell your wife that what if I happen to get another flight attendant, then I'm not even going to want to be with her no more.
Well, maybe we can work on that too for like a three-way kind of gimmick. I mean, you never know.
What?
She's got friends all over the place. We have some that live up in Tampa, so it'd be really convenient.
You mean me and two chicks?
No, you, Pedro, and his wife.
Me? No, Pedro, I'm not. I don't want to. Pedro, I am done.
What Pedro wants.
Yeah, he'll be marking out to you, Pedro, the whole time.
Pedro, I have been on the wrong side of that. I want to be on the right side of it. I want to be the guy getting the ass, and just that's what I want to be. I don't want to be.
No, it wouldn't be me involved. I'm not doing that. No thanks.
No, what I'm saying is just me and, either me and two chicks or me and a chick. No husbands, okay? No dudes for me.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I let my best friend blast my wife, and I'll pay for it till the day they put me in the ground or put me in the incinerator, and then into a fucking urn. that they throw out in on, you know, fucking Highway 75 somewhere.
Jesus.
Wow, that's dark.
But Pedro, so, it sucks. Is that it just makes me feel like a loser that it's such a hard sell for her. Like I thought she would like be. Yeah, Blitz is with me on this. I was, you know, I am handsome. Well, I'm getting in better shape. Look at me. I look good as fuck.
No, you're just a charity case.
Well, the hard sell is that you know we did get married and you know we both had our affairs and everything in the past, and so we're.
But this wouldn't be an affair. This would be a pre-approved fetish.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is not an affair.
It's not an affair. It's a fetish.
An affair is, you know, underhanded and seedy. And, of course, I'll get permission from the merch crick, too. Like, I'm just not going to do this behind the merch crick. I'm going to get permission from her. Be like, hey, merch crick. Honey,
give me your permission.
You play merch crick. Yeah. Merch crick. Listen, yes, I'm not trying to step out on you or nothing, but you know I've had this fetish. Even, I mean, for as long as I've known you, I've always wanted to be with a flight attendant.
Right, Daddy.
And she, this, you know, Pedro, the pool guy, he's a great fan. His wife's a flight attendant, and she's going to be
yes,
having
Daddy.
Right.
Just
and
give me some pretzel bites, Daddy.
Does the merch crick have a fetish that she wants fulfilled?
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, she wants the pool boy to come over and take care of her.
Oh no,
she
doesn't
get Pedro.
She doesn't get.
No. Hold on, Pedro, the pool boy here.
Listen, I'm not gonna. No, if no
I
spin.
I do like water,
no
Daddy.
Spin instructors. No, none of that. Not about that. I'm not letting my girl blast any dudes anymore. Uh-uh.
Okay, Daddy.
No, I want Blitz. I'm going to try to start being selfish about this side of the deal here.
I don't blame you.
I want to be the taker.
You want to be the daddy,
not the giver. Yeah. I've been the giver too much.
You want to be Callaway?
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Mark Callaway, is that his name?
Oh, yeah. The taker.
The taker. We'll be the taker.
Well, that was so inside, I didn't even get it, but funny as fuck. Anyway, Pedro, you don't have that information to give me, so what the fuck are you going to talk to me about that's going to make me happy? Because
yeah,
every time you call me, every time you call me, what's the first thing out of my fat fucking mouth?
I want your wife, Pedro. God damn it.
I'm like, Pedro, did you talk to your wife? Well, no, we kind of talked about it, but, you know, we don't know. Things are going so good, and, you know, times are tough, and blah, 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 blah.
See, Pedro, you should have stuck with the she was at home diddling herself.
Yeah,
story.
And she's all about, you know, doing a layover whenever she gets here.
Mm-hmm. By the way, 60.
Her big Tampa layover.
By the way, congratulations to Rhett and to Lummy and to Blitz. Now, listen, Rhett's probably getting the majority of the credit for. Our YouTube stuff, but Lummy, I know you're doing a lot of stuff too. Blitz, I know that you're doing stuff too, so thank
it's,
you to
it's
all.
Mostly Rhett and Lummy,
yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, and mostly yeah. Rhett. Rhett's killing it on the videos.
All right, well,
and
you guys, again.
And I know
60,000.
And you found some
gems?
Yeah, and I know it's a little weird, but Gary is also making some cool videos too, so.
Well, I need to take care of Gary. I really need to, you know, really show my appreciation to Gary.
He's happy with the thank you.
Felix the Cat?
No, Gary Cantrell.
Oh, Gary Cantrell.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Thank
you,
Gary.
Some good ones.
What can I do? Please, maybe a ring next year?
Yeah, about that. He just keeps it up.
Gary Blitz, let's agree that if Gary keeps it up, he gets a ring next year.
That's what I thought the plan
and
was.
Also, Gary, you might be meeting him because he might be a plus one with one of our bar people.
Well, here's the deal. If he's not a plus one, he's allowed in. Like, he doesn't, you know, like I'm saying, Gary has an admission into BARP.
Oh.
He doesn't have to be anybody's motherfucking plus one. He can be his own.
Oh, shit.
Love
okay.
him. He's been killing it for us, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Pedro, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
So, Pedro, like, maybe one of these days I'll pick up the phone. We talk about it every couple weeks. Like, hello, Bubba. Bubba, it's Pedro. Hey, Pedro, what do you got going on? Listen, I was talking to my wife last night, and she finally thinks this would be a great idea. She wants you to blast her. She's going to be up in Tampa next Thursday, you know, daytime layover. She knows you go to bed and take pills at 4:00. So just, you know, hey, there you go.
Leave the door open and she'll come and sit on your face.
Now, see, I wasn't even asking for all that now, was I?
No, not at all.
I mean, we might go there eventually, but I mean, you know.
He's known for the two-finger cul-de-sac. Why wouldn't he do that move first?
Yeah. I'd rather her have the door. First of all, if we do this, she's going to. I'm not buying the room. She's got to buy the room because she gets a free room through Atlanta, whatever the hell she's fucking flies for, Spirit, and then
Hooters Air,
and then, so she leaves the door cracked, and I'm going to come in. She needs to be nude on all fours, and I'll go right in for the two finger.
Flight attendant intruder.
Right. Flight attendant intruder. Mm-hmm. Right. I'll be a dirty bag handler. Dirty bag.
No, come on. At least be a first officer or something.
No, I'm going to be fucking Captain Clem's what I'm going to be. I'll come walking in my full stripers.
You're going to be a TSA, do a full body cavity search.
That's right, ma'am. Did you pack your own luggage?
Yes.
Well, why do I find this coconut oil in here? Looks like it might need use.
Yes, you know,
it's almost like
I
you've done this before.
I did pack it. Well, no, I mean, I'm just
did
thinking
you write
about
this trip too.
Yeah, why do I got this dildo and coconut oil here, ma'am?
Oh, I don't know why I was supposed to leave that at home. That was for a bachelorette party.
Well, you know, now that I got it here, mm-hmm. and you're on all fours nude, I might as well slather this big thing up and put it A to B.
See
what do you
think?
What
else you're trying to smuggle?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like you might be trying to smuggle some stuff into your vagina. I must do a cavity search with two fingers pressing down to the G. Bitch, about to get mine. Hello?
Yeah.
Pedro, if she is listening, I've either done one or two things. I've either absolutely validated that I will never see your wife, or I've turned her on to the point where she is on the other line wanting me to come over immediately. One of the two.
You know, it's hard to tell because she's back at the house. I've got to go to a couple of appointments.
Is she listening right now?
When I left, she was.
Yeah. She's probably got her legs kicked out wide just going to just fucking
going to town.
She is just dialing.
Diddling away.
Yeah, she is just knocking the little man right out of the fucking boat.
Fresh Bait Fred's over there right now taking care of business.
Mm-hmm. Fresh Bait Fred.
First Mate Fred.
Oh, First Mate Fred. And let's be honest, Pedro.
That's what I thought Lummy said too, by the way.
She has, when she was a single woman, she did fuck around with some captains and some first mates. Like that's the lifestyle of being a flight attendant.
That it is. And she also thanks you for the two finger cul-de-sac Jones.
Right, that you learned from me. So when you get
that's
her to
right.
when
and
you
I made
when
it
she
very clear.
When she squirts like a fucking sea-doo, that's on me.
Yep.
Wish it was on you.
Yeah, I wish it was on me. I fucking no good, Pedro. One, I'm gonna start calling you next to Alan. You're the next one-way guy I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the reason I called is because you've been saying that your CD player is taking a dump, and I bought one, and was gonna build a computer for the house, and I've decided against it. So I have a DVD writer, and I want to know if there's a specific one you need for the
the one we have.
It's a rack mounted professional player.
Yeah, it's a Tascam. It's specifically made, you know, for radio
for
stations.
For broadcast studios.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, some home jobby deal like you got.
All right, well, hey, it's worth a shot.
But I will tell you something that you don't got that's industrial strength, and that's your wife. And you can fucking offer me that all day. Fuck the rewritable fucking Pioneer bullshit that you bought. I want your wife.
Okay, well, when I get back home.
Fuck that. She's listening.
Yeah, make her do it.
She's listening right now. You know she is.
Hey, if she calls in, more power to you. Right. I don't know if she will or not.
What's her first name, Susan? That's what we call her, I think, don't we?
I don't remember what you call her.
Whatever. It could be.
I know her Twitch name is Airsick.
Right. Well. Okay. Well. Whatever. Airsick. Pedro's wife, hot flight attendant gone wild. Barf bag Betty. If you call in 813-90-BUBBA, maybe we could just stop dealing with Pedro because he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground, and we can just start dealing with the source. I got to think, though, Pedro, you're downplaying how much she really doesn't want to do this, and you're just trying to get it done because you're a super fan and you'd like me to fuck your wife, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with it, like none, zero. She's fucking repulsed by it.
No, not at all. Actually, she does think you're very handsome. So
okay, good.
Not repulsed at all.
All right, fantastic. Well, we're halfway there. Hopefully, Barf Bag Betty calls me, 813-90-BUBBA.
Barf Bag Betty.
Love you guys. I gotta roll.
See you later. Bye now. Well, maybe this is Barf Bag Betty. Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Oh, Barf Bag Betty. Barf Bag Betty. What?
Says Bubba Dreams being 2X. How you doing?
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, this weekend in Detroit, I saw Jim Florentine in concert. And I talked to him, and I said, hey, you're always in Tampa. Why don't you go on Bubba? He says, I love Bubba. But side splitters will only allow them to go on certain radio stations. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Mario Gonzalez, by the way, 24 bucks on my Venmo. Yes, like Jim Florentine and other great guys, Doug Stanhope. God, who are some of the other guys that have been on my show? Jim, I forget. Anyway, when they do, when they do side splitters only allows their comedians to be on Mike Calta's show. It's like some kind of fucking, I don't know, underhanded.
Well, he told me he loves you and he wishes he could.
So. Who, Florentine?
Yeah.
Well, if you get a chance to see, or anybody can just get word to Jim Florentine, I've always loved him. I've always had a lot of respect for him, dating back to when he used to be on my show with the Howard World, and
when he was dating Robin,
and when he was dating Robin, and I know the politics of it, bud, and I'm good with it. But deep all down, right. We're boys. So all right, my man.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anna, how about that? These comedians, some of them.
Yeah.
Would love to do the show, but there's this political bullshit going on over there.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, is this Bubba?
Yep.
Hey, Bubba, I just had a quick question. I wanted to see if you could play a game of who's smarter, Blitz or Brent? Because I think those guys are both knowledgeable. It just would be funny a bit to see
who's
smarter.
I think Brent might be a little more smarter.
No.
Hold on. You asked me a motherfucking question.
Sorry.
To be a potential program on my show, so I'm trying to work through it, okay?
Sorry.
Yes, Jesus. So I think Blitz would just smoke his ass on, like, space and, like, technical and, like,
science
and things like that. And I think Brent might maybe know a little more history. You know, that's the only thing Blitz, would you agree to that? Maybe that you might not, that Brent might know a little more history.
Sure.
Than you. But I think other than that general overall knowledge, you probably would have him in some areas and he might have you in a couple areas.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's usually how it works.
If an overall score of IQ, I would find them, quite frankly, very similar. Very similar. Hmm. Blitz, have you ever been tested?
No.
No, I'm not talking free. I mean, IQ-wise.
I have not.
Okay. I'd be willing to bet that Blitz is 130 plus. If I know anything about the scale. Let me, Anna, can you, somebody send me the scale of IQ.
Anything over 140 is a genius.
Yeah, well, and I think Blitz is probably borderline there.
So then why would you say Brent then? I don't understand your logic.
I
think that Brent is more knowledgeable in some areas.
Oh.
And I think Blitz is more, like, for instance, aviation. Brent wouldn't even be able to fucking hold a fucking candle to Blitz.
Just as an interesting
whereas story. Maybe like, Hitler and World War One or something like that. But Blitz knows a lot about that too.
True.
So I don't know.
I probably know more about most aviation other than maybe the CH-53.
Which he flew.
Yeah,
other
than that.
But you very well may even know more about that than he did.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of hands on experience with it, so
All right, so here is the IQ test. 70 borderline, less than one out of 100. So if you're 70, you're kind of bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
The 70 is the bam, bam, bam bar.
Okay. So if you're 71, you're
technically not bam, bam, bam.
85 is low normal. 100 is, now I've been tested and I know my score. 100 is upper normal, 115 is bright, 130 is gifted, 145 is highly gifted, and 160 would be exceptional. Now, would you like my opinion? What, you want to just shoot people's names at me and I give you my opinion and you guys tell me whether you agree or not? I think it would be kind of fun.
Why don't you give all of us an IQ score of what you think we would be?
And everybody else except the person that's being evaluated, chime in.
And a lot of times, too, don't forget, like, IQ and knowledge is not the same thing.
No, it's not. IQ is, I think, the ability to be able to...
You know what it stands for?
Yeah, intelligent quotient. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I think maybe you may be a little bit impressed with me.
I thought you were going to say something fucking dumb, and you didn't.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So my bad.
That's why, Anna, I've been professionally tested at 109.
Right.
Which I think, and just the way I roll and the way I learn and the way, and just my overall, I think that that's probably, and it was a professional test by a professional psychiatrist, psychologist, whichever, which one. And so I'm upper normal. And I think that's how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty, Anna, I would say that you're probably 131 or two.
Cool.
I'd say you're low 130s.
Here's okay. The funny thing too is like, you know, I mean, like, I like to hang out with people that are, like, fairly intelligent. But once you get, like, so high on the scale, then conversation gets weird sometimes.
Yeah, like, it comes like, full circle because then you become bam-bam-bam in other right. areas.
Yeah.
Like, Blitz, you almost got to be...
You can be the, socially bam-bam-bam.
Right, EQ.
You almost got to hang out with, like, 90 to 130s.
That's probably the sweet spot of, yeah. like, most
yeah.
people.
I mean, yeah, 90 to 130, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if upper normal is 100, then that means that, you know, and low normal is 85, then that means normal's right at 92 or something.
Well, I always thought average was 100.
No. Average is like 90. So anyway, I mean, according to this test is what we're going to.
Sure.
I'm sure we can probably pull 400
low,
different tests.
If low normal is 85 and 100 is upper normal, the you know lower 90s is probably
normal. Yeah. So that's what I said. 92, 93 is probably about what the average guy rolling around is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
ring.
Warm line. Hello.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from the Vehicle Service Department about your 2019 Ford F-150.
Yeah.
We are doing a standard warranty checkup today.
Are you a real person or a computer? I need the warranty on my truck, but are you a real person or a computer? Because I'm ready to sign up right now. Take my money.
Perfect.
But you taught me how to check them out.
And to be honest, I thought that was a person.
There was a dog in the background.
Yeah, I still think that was a person.
Oh.
I think you
tripped her up.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn
those
it.
Warranty people do not like staying on the phone long, man.
They do not.
Jesus.
I get collection calls all the time, and I'd be like, hi, it's Bubba. You're on my show. And listen, tell me how much I owe you and where to send it. And they hang up on me. And I'd be like, I wish I had a recording and I could go to court and say, Your Honor. They called me 14 times in 2 weeks, and here's me telling them that how much do I – and they hang up on me, so they obviously don't want this money. So I don't think I should have to send it to them.
Right.
All right, so, Anna, I'm going to start with you, and I think and please, don't anybody get, like, offended by this.
No.
The only – I mean, unless you've been tested and you can give me your number, I can't go by anything other than my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I have been tested – and I'm 109.
Awesome.
You guys can agree or disagree with that. You can say, yeah, that seems about right for your dumbass. Or I think you're a little bit higher than that. Or I think you're a little bit lower than that.
I could totally see 109.
109 strong.
Yeah.
Lovey, what do you think about 109?
I love it.
Perfect.
I was going to say 129, but
well, shut up. Let's start with Lummy. Lummy, I think you're probably 110 to 1. I think you're between 108 and 111.
Now, have you been tested? Let me
know. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Good.
I think you're right there with me.
Sweet.
I really do. I mean, because you're smarter than people think.
Like, well, thank you.
And, you know, especially about the Bible and World War II.
Yeah, I love both those things.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let me actually. I'm gonna diagnose you as 109, same as me.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Twinsies.
No, Lummy is smart. Lummy's problem is that he has sometimes just trouble communicating that,
and that's called usually Lummy Blitz being drunk.
Okay,
right. Sober Lummy, smart as fuck.
I take 109 all day.
Yeah,
Anna. Anna, I feel you're gonna be offended by my score.
We'll see.
But I think that you are 135.
Why would I be offended by that?
Well, that's a really high score.
Honestly think it's probably lower.
No, you're ahead of one. I'll tell you one thing. You're between 115 and 130 all day.
I would agree with that.
You're way more than bright, and you are borderline gifted on your recall and your knowledge and your education and the things that you know.
Yeah.
So
I haven't been tested. I have no plans of getting tested because I feel like it would be lower than I would want it to be. But if I were to compare myself to other people's scores that I've seen, I would say it's probably in the high 120s.
Yeah. And I'm thinking
and I wish it was higher, but I feel like that's probably, if I'm being honest, that's probably what it is.
And if I'm being honest, I'm scoring you at 131. That's just me being honest. I'm sometimes impressed by your knowledge and the things that you know.
Thank you.
Rhett, you there, Rhett? I got you at a solid, I think you're right there with me and Lummy. I really do.
I think Rhett's pretty smart.
I think that you're maybe, you know, 112, 113, I think. That's the score. you know, we're on the radio. We talk for a living. I know you're in there slicing up the latest Hogan video, but you got to fucking talk when we talk there,
buddy. I think he's disappointed in that.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you.
All right, here's how it's going to go.
That's a good score, man.
That's a solid score. There's nothing wrong with
it. Well, what do you think? Like Anna, after I gave her score, then she kind of self-evaluated where she thought she would be.
And again, I have no idea what I am or what anyone is, but...
And we were close. Lummi agreed with my score.
Of course.
Now, I score you at a 112. What do you think?
Yeah, not very far off, I don't think.
Okay, you're just...
He's salty about it.
He's mad about
it. He thinks it would be higher.
He wanted to be in the 120,
130s.
I think you're smart.
He's not.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not smart, honest.
You're not smarter. Hold on. You're not smarter
not
than
maybe,
Anna.
Huh?
He's not smarter than you are.
Here's the thing. I don't know, because it's not about knowledge necessarily. You know, it's about problem solving, recall. A lot of things are taken into consideration, so it's hard to tell.
Rhett's got heat with me. I made him motherfucking bright.
I mean, that motherfucker, no offense, Rhett. I hope you don't take any offense, but you know a lot of stuff about shit that doesn't matter, like sports, okay? The motherfucker can recall a lot of facts about shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, he knows a lot.
Hey, on the IQ on the professional IQ test I took, Rhett, not one part of it was spot about sports. That's why I might put you down to 100, motherfucker.
Thank you.
Blitz, I put you at 1. You're in the 40s. I just don't know.
140s.
You're in the 140s. I just don't know if it's a 1 or it's a 7. I don't know if you're 141 or you're 147, but I got you in the 40s.
Okay. Here's a funny thing. I'd actually, out of those two, I'd rather be 141.
I know, but like, do you kind of agree with my assessment?
No, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be mad.
Oh, you want, well, you really can't be much fucking smarter, bitch.
I'm mad now.
Oh, okay. Stay mad.
I'll go with that.
And then, you know, then Dan, I'm going to be honest with you, and I've been told that he has been tested at like 161.
Jesus.
I've been told.
He's a genius.
Wow.
I have been.
I don't doubt it.
I have. You know what? If he's listening, which he probably is, call the warm line, or if Jay knows that. But I heard that Dan's been tested at 161.
Who told you that, Dan?
No, I think Steve did.
Oh, okay.
That's really high.
Like, and really fucking high.
I think
that's Menta.
Yeah. There's no question Dan is super smart. But, like.
Are you.
Here's the thing. It's like, again, that high.
Dan definitely is 1 in 100. Dan is definitely 1 in 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah. And you, Blitz, are definitely 1 in 1,000. Like, all fucking day. And I'm
1 in 10.
And well, no, you're more than that. You're like 1 in 500.
Okay, I'll take it.
Me and Lummi are like 1 in 20.
Yeah.
But Brett's like 1 in 35.
Who's Brett?
Brett, whatever the fuck.
He's a filthy.
Now, see, I think Brent is comparable to Blitz in score. I think Babyface would be on the higher end.
Babyface is very smart.
I think Babyface might be high 40s, low 50s. I don't know. I think Tom Bean is high 40s, low 50s. Or high 40s. I wonder if Dan is available, because I'd like to know if he's been tested.
Because he
you got to think you got to think how fucking smart.
Oh, there's no question. But again, once you start getting that smart, you get like socially awkward, and he's
awkward.
He's not though. He does some dumb things. But like he'll get suckered into stuff. But like,
yeah, true.
But like, he's not socially awkward.
Can I dial out with our warm line, or is that not a dialer outer?
You should be able to.
He's probably right in the middle of his first cut on his big $10,000 boob.
Yeah, it's not Wednesday.
Oh, okay. $10,000 boob job.
Hello?
Hey, this is you're live on the air. Quickly, I'm so sorry for bugging you.
Sure, it's okay.
Have you ever been professionally tested on your IQ?
I think it's like 146. I think it was.
Really?
Bubba said you're 161.
I thought you were 161.
No, I'm not that high.
Okay.
See, because and that's what I said. I said Dan's super smart, but you get that smart and you get like socially awkward, and Dan's not socially awkward.
See, Dan, I had my boyfriend at 161, which is all time, you know.
Yeah.
The scale 160 plus is exceptionally gifted, approximately 1 in 100,000. 145 is highly gifted, approximately 1 in 1,000. So you think you're 149?
I'm way better than 1 in 1,000, but that's okay. I'll take it.
All right, get back to work. See you later.
Yeah.
All right, so he said 146. Okay,
yeah, and that sounds about right.
All right,
yeah.
So let's use that as the smartest person that I know, and go for that. Blitz, I put you again. I think I put you in the 40s. Okay.
I told you I'd rather be 141. If that's on your scale.
And I think I'm on it.
Yeah.
I think 141.
Yeah. Try it.
And Anna, I think that you're, in the 20s.
What the fuck?
Keeps getting lower. It was 135, and then he was done. He said 131, and now you're in the 120s.
Well,
me over.
You're getting dumber by the minute.
No, you're 131. You're 131.
Okay.
You're 131.
Let's go.
I'd even be happy with that. That's
yeah. No, 131 is really strong.
You're 131.
Yeah. I'll take 131.
Lummy, what are you?
I'm 109, like you.
I'm 109. You're 109, and Rhett is 115.
And he's mad about that.
And he's mad about it, and he can fuck off. He's getting a big bonus. Fuck off. With a hard F. Fuck off with a hard F.
Fuck off.
Hey, I was taking this test. Oh, okay. So Dan's 146. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say.
Do Steven Jay.
Jay would be 140.
Oh, you think he's not as smart as Dan?
No.
Okay.
And Steve would be 135.
Oh, you think Steve's the dumbass?
I didn't. Those weren't the words of
that's
my,
what you meant, though, out of the three.
Bitch,
yeah.
You're getting a little bit comfortable in your spot over there. Yep. Now, this ain't telling me what
I
the
actually
fuck.
Would like to know why you call Steve a dumbass.
Yeah, well, now you're getting
I just got the blood cosign. Feeling real good about myself.
Both are going to get, getting cosigned with Blitz when he goes against me sometimes gets two in trouble.
Bubba, I never,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
But like I never heard you say that Steve was a dumbass.
No, I'm just giving straight fucking.
Because you're a dumbass.
Me and Bubba are 109s together.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be so cool if we actually came in and Anna was lower than all of us?
I'm 85.
Hey, other than B. Fudd, because we know his IQ.
62. Been diagnosed.
Who do you think's the lowest IQ person that's worked here?
Oh.
In the history of the BRN?
Yeah.
Or just like people with it, people would know?
Things that people would know, and like an actual like employee, not like an intern or something, like Giant Beetlejuice.
Probably Trace. At probably 85.
Okay.
I mean, anybody want to agree? Does anybody have any other name? I mean,
what about SJL?
Oh, you know what? I don't. Was it?
Yeah, listen. Dumbass, sleazy piece of shit. But I'm sure he. I'm sure he can't be that sleazy having some kind of.
I think he would do okay on an IQ test.
Meanwhile, if we're going to talk about former employees, I think Colton would come in like me and Lummy's level, if not a little hot, if not a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Colton's dumb.
I think Colton could roll in at a 113.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Easily.
I'm trying to think of others. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we can't say DCAB because he never technically.
Yeah, DCAB. He never really did. But
If you were to.
I'd say he's probably.
64.
No, I'd say he's probably. He's a flim-flam.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. He's an 80. He's an 88, 89. He's normal, but
Well,
lazy. Now, if there's a lazy scale,
right?
I mean, he's fucking 160 plus. I wonder what Nick is.
Oh,
I wonder what Nick is. I bet you I should have when I had Dan on.
I mean, Dan would say above.
I think Dan said that Nick did.
Maybe that's the 161 you were thinking of.
Might be.
What about Tom the Tree Man?
I would say 85.
Okay.
Someone has Bald Bull.
Bald Bull, I'd say probably 82.
Why so serious?
Well, I mean, you know. I mean, if you want to just shoot names out towards me, I'll give you my opinions. I mean, if you want
Merch Crick.
Merch Crick. I think the Merch Crick is probably one in my era.
Your era?
You know, in my arena, I think the Merch Crick is probably 105 to 112.
Okay.
In that area.
Gene Lasker.
That's a hard one because Gene's smarter than you think on some shit.
Hold on, here's the thing though. Don't forget, knowledge and education aren't the same as IQ. Right. I don't think Gene doesn't have the education side of it,
but he has the ability.
He's smart. Yes,
yeah. I would say that Gene Lasker would probably be near where I am.
Gilkey,
I think would be 100.
Your mom.
Janie Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say my mom would probably be about where I am.
Has your sister ever been tested?
No, but I'd say my sister would probably be where Anna is.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Did you ever work with Stuttering John or like close to him at all?
No, I never did. I never worked with him. No.
He didn't always seem like the brightest guy.
No.
My stepfather probably. Comparable to Tara. You know, he's got a master's.
Oh, absolutely. He's very smart.
Yeah, very smart. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Actually, you would be surprised, but he's pretty fucking smart, obviously.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. I'd say he's probably 110, 115.
He wakes up 115, goes to sleep about 70.
I think he wakes up at 85. He gets himself up to 115, and he winds himself down to 70.
Yeah.
I think that's me too.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I think I wake up about 100. I think when I'm really on it, I'm about 111, 109. Yep. And then, you know, man, you catch me at 620.
You're about a 40.
And I'm, yeah. Now, I'm not borderline. Hey, hold on.
Come nine or 10 at night, you're about a 40.
I'm not borderline intellect. I'm borderline alive.
Yeah, right, conscious. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think you ever dated someone that was like questionable if they were, you know, bear, bear, bear?
I don't. Let's not. Let's not.
Go. Okay, let's not. Yeah. Well, those are my ideas. So
no, you probably got it from chat.
No, I didn't. I got it from my 131 brain. Yes.
Yeah. You know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I've dated some girls that aren't that smart. I dated a girl one time.
Oh, God.
She did merch for me.
No.
Not merch.
Didn't I tell the story about the Immokalee? Didn't I tell you the story about the Immokalee?
The Immokalee Theater?
The Immokalee Bubba Palooza?
I remember you saying of something. I just don't remember.
Wasn't
it
the car ride down?
Yeah, the car ride down, and with me, Tuttle, and the girl that I'm dating is with me.
Okay.
And she says, can we charge? And Tuttle's my witness. God bless her little soul. And we're driving down to Immokalee, and we have all the merch. Because she's going to sell, we're going to set up like a big table there, Blitz, and she's going to sell the merch.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so she asks me, or at this point we had some blowout hats, Blitz, like those kinds with buckles on them.
Okay.
And we were blowing them out for $12, okay? Because we had like 8 to 10 of them left. And I'm like, let's just blow them out for $12. And I saw her over there looking, and she was looking and looking and looking. Now, Blitz, we had done a Bubba Palooza there like a year earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the second time that we had been there. And we had charged $12 for the blowouts the time before.
Mm-hmm.
So she had sold them for $12 once before,
right.
These hats.
Okay.
And Tuttle is witnessing all this, and she goes, Bubba? And I go, what? And she actually called me babe. She goes, babe? I go, what? She said, can we charge 15 for the hats? And I go, no, why are we going to charge 15 for the hats? We sold them for 12 the last time we were down here. And so, like, they're the same hats, and we sold them for 12 last time. We can't just bump them up to 15. Why would you? And then I said, why would you want to bump them up to 15? And she said, and I promise you, she said, well, when some people give me a 20, sometimes I have a hard time figuring out how much to give them back. Whereas if it's 15, I just know it's five. Oh. And I looked at her and I go, are you being real? She goes, yes, I'm being very real. I get my change all messed up sometimes. And I go, well, do you have the ability to make change? And she goes, well, yeah, I know how to make change. And I go, okay, well, let's see. Old school change. And she said, well, what do you mean old school? She goes, I got my calculator here. And I go, okay, let's say this. Let's say that something's $12 and I give you a 20. You know how much you're supposed to give me back, don't you? And she goes, well, yeah, I mean, I know that it's, you know, $8. I said, I know, but do you know how to make change where you would give them three and say that makes 15 and then give them another five and say that makes 20? And she looked at me and says, I don't understand why you would give them three and then give them five to say that it was 20. Why just wouldn't you give them eight to begin with? And I go, well, you are giving them eight to begin with, but if you are to show how their purchase equaled the amount that they gave you and the change back, then you walk it through like this. Three makes 15, five makes 20. That's eight total. She couldn't get it. She just couldn't fucking wrap her head around
it. Why are you giving me $22? I told you it's only 12.
I couldn't even get into the fact because the guy wanted a 10 back.
Right.
I literally would have ran into the fucking, you know, guardrail at that point.
Yeah.
And Tuttle goes, for real? Like, are you being for real? Like, you know, three, you know, and then five would be 20, sir. I go, Tuttle, do you want to help with merchandise?
He said, hell yeah, I did, so I can pocket 40 and blame it on her.
No shit.
I'm not saying he did that.
Anyway,
by the way.
We did keep it at 12, and she had somebody looking over her.
She was supervised?
Supervised.
That's good.
Then she almost cut off her toe. She got drunk and almost cut off her toe.
What happens? The best of us.
In backstage area. Mm. Oh, it was bad.
Trying to make change or?
And Blitz, you know what? I fucked up so bad because here we are at the Mockalee Casino, okay? And there's this door. She had, like, open-soled sandals on. Like, open, you know, on open-toed sandals, you know, like the way. Well, the door to the bathroom had a little bit of clearance underneath it, but it had a screw that holds the molding on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the screw had backed out. So that if your toe had gone underneath the chair, you know, if the screw was already all the way in, it wouldn't hit your toe. But since the screw was already backed out, then when her toe got caught underneath the door, you know, it fucking ripped it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Blitz, it required stitches. So she hurts herself. She's drunk and high as fuck, so she's not even really, like, even putting it over. And I'm like, and I'm getting ready to go on stage, and they bring medical, and it's like, it's a big deal. Like, it's a big fucking deal, and they want me, and they're like, oh, my God, you don't, and I then show them, hey, you can see she didn't, like, just cut her toe on the side of the door here. You can see underneath the door. See where that backed out screw is? And they're like, oh, my God, Blitz, then they call maintenance. They take off that whole, you know, that whole, they don't take off the door, but they take off that whole, you know, sweeper mechanism and take it off and then put a brand new one in. And the maintenance guy goes, oh my God, it was stripped out and it was hanging down. And you know, she had to get a tetanus shot, and I should have sued the fuck out of them.
Who was it?
Who, what do you mean, who was
where
it?
Where was it at?
the Immokalee Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
Sovereign immunity. Good luck.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
Even in
that? That's not part of the they're not part of the United States, buddy.
Even neglect? Like even gross negligence?
Doesn't matter. There's ways to do it, but it's a whole rigmarole. Because it's technically not on U.S. soil-ish.
Thought I'd have Jay Diaco getting me a $50,000 fucking check.
I mean, chances are that's probably, you could get him to settle something. But.
Yeah. Would never toss. Hey, listen, honey, we didn't get anything. I didn't think we would. I was just glad we got our room comped. Yeah, me too, honey. $50,000 later. Fuck yeah, get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
Go detail that car with your new boyfriend.
Oh. Oh.
Press charges on me. Fucking bitch. I think this would be a great time for us to say goodbye.
Great. Got to get blood and stuff.
Yeah, I got to get blood and stuff. Yeah. I got to get my, I call it my fat blood. I got to get my fat blood sucked out so that my skinny blood can reproduce.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
See, Anna?
Yeah.
I get my fat blood sucked out so my skinny blood can be, you know what? Because when you have fat blood mixed with skinny blood, then you got what kind of blood? Half and half blood.
Right.
But if you get your fat blood sucked out, then your skinny blood for 112 days stays skinny.
Yep.
Appreciate y'all.
You'll be full of energy tomorrow then.
Oh, I'll be like I did rails of cocaine.
Hell yeah.
Do you miss it, Anna? Do you miss the
coke?
So much. Do you miss the coke?
I miss it so much.
How long's it been since you did a bomb?
A year and a half.
You want to do a one on? Do you want to do
no,
a
I'm
rail?
No, I'm too scared of fentanyl.
Do you want to do a
rail? Too scared of fentanyl.
Rail on Blitz's Blitz's boner?
Hey, pregnant girls can't do that.
What? Pregnant girls can't do that is what he said, bitch.